Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Don't you dare tell me Twitter don't work. I hit up Twitter the other day asking about Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins. And what happened? TMZ says Beyonce just gave the world an updated baby pic of her and Jay-Z's new twins during opening night of the couple's On the Run tour in the UK. I know it was all me. It had to have been. You finally got a piece of what Beyonce and Jay-Z have been dealing with these past couple of months. Beyonce and Jay-Z holding Sir and Rumi. Blue Ivy was there, and I believe Beyonce and Jay-Z renewed their vows. So that's awesome. The tour's going to hit cities all over the world, making stops throughout Europe before hitting the U.S. in July. Hopefully you got tickets. Kim K saves the day, a phrase I never thought I would ever say. I gotta give Kim her props on this one. Kim Kardashian West will come face to face with the woman that she helped free from prison. This according to TMZ. Alice Marie Johnson had her life sentence commuted on Wednesday by President Trump after spending 22 years behind bars. Kim championed Alice's release with the help of her attorney, Sean Holy, communicating for months with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. Sources close to the situation say Kim and her team are working to arrange a meeting with Alice that could happen as early as this week. And it was reported Kim visited the White House last week for a meeting with President Trump about Alice's situation and prison reform in general. And she was out within the next few days. Kim says Alice is just the first of many unfairly sentenced people that she hopes to help regain freedom. Free Damar Brown. That's all I got to say. The game is playing games with his money on a sexual assault case. This according to the Jasmine brand. The game has been involved in a legal battle for the past 2 years involving a woman who claims he sexually assaulted her while she was on his VH1 reality show, She's Got Game. Now, her name is Priscilla, and she won $7 million from a judgment, but the game is not trying to cough up his coins. He went on to sue Viacom back in 2017 and demanded that they be held liable for the judgment. Game argued that Viacom cast this woman on the show knowing that she had multiple arrests for felony battery and that she allegedly suffered from mental health issues. Unfortunately, it looks like he lost his battle. Court documents obtained by The Blast show that the judge sided with Viacom in that they are not liable for the $7.1 million judgment and that the case should be dismissed. He ruled yesterday, the judge, that Viacom's decision to cast Rainey was an exercise of free speech. The judge also denied the game an opportunity to amend his complaint. Pay up, bro. Finally, Kevin Garnett's sister is about that thug life. TMZ is reporting Kevin Garnett's younger sister is obviously not on his payroll because she's in some serious trouble legally, alleging trying to rob 3 check cashing stores in South Carolina. According to the website, police say that it all went down this past Monday where Ashley Danielle Phelps tried to rob a local check cashing place in Greenville called Check Into Cash. Even had the nerve to tell employees that she had a bomb. Someone ended up hitting the panic button. Ashley ran out without any money. The police ended up catching her a few hours later and arrested her. She was hit with 2 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of making a bomb threat, 1 count of attempted armed robbery. A source told the site that Kevin used to be really close to his sister, but had a falling out a few years ago, and they no longer speak. Yeah, I doubt Kevin's gonna visit her. And his team didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, she's screwed.